komt uit Zweden, maar woont nu vooral in een appartement in Brooklyn. Hij is precies 1,70 meter hoog, een beetje kleiner dan mij, staat hier naast mij. The tallest man on earth. Good evening, Christian.
Good evening. You got my height right there.
Yeah. Oh, you understand Dutch.
I understand everything you say, yeah.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Okay. But I can kind of decipher it, yeah.
If you want, I can like ask the question in Dutch and then...
No, we... that would be... It might be... No.
No?
Let's not try that. But
I okay. Or in Swedish?
Ja, vi kan prata svenska så kanske.
Okej. I'm happy that you're here today because you've just played a beautiful session for us already on a piano, but you can not only play piano, of course, you can play guitar, banjo, that's what we're going to hear. Just before you played an older song for us.
Yeah.
How does that feel for you, like to play like these songs that are songs that have all those memories in it, but also it's been like 7 years that you wrote that song. Do you struggle with these old songs?
I mean, they're all different. Yes, I struggle a lot with some of them, but this one, it kind of stuck around, and I feel that I like this one, and it is important to me. Then some of the songs that I do feel that I have to play live because people like them, but mm-hmm. I'm really embarrassed about those songs because I feel like the lyrics are not good, and I was so young when I recorded them. So for many years, I had problems with actually playing them.
Oh, really? Did you change, like, words in it?
No, I don't. On some songs, I've actually tweaked the lyrics a little just to not be... But so there's a lot of years when I struggled, like, with these songs, but not... As soon as I started playing them on stage, it feels fine. But mm-hmm. but then I started to rethink it because, okay, so 22-year-old Christian mm-hmm. wrote this song, and it's a little like his English weren't as good and that. But instead of being embarrassed about that guy, I've started to feel like inspired by that guy instead because that dude had a lot of energy and he just like chugged out these songs. So just like, connect to them instead. Yeah.
But the new album, let's talk about that because it's also a very beautiful album. You've done like almost everything on this album all by yourself. That's what I read.
Yeah.
There's only a harpist on it or so.
No, it's a horn player.
Or a horn player. Yeah. So, and you did it in 1 month in Brooklyn. Is that right?
Yes, in my apartment.
Yeah. If you work, like you write and you record in 1 month a whole record, it must almost feel like a real fever dream.
Oh, it's insanity. Yeah.
Do you still like get like reality? Do you still know what's good and bad, or how does that work for you?
No, you don't. I mean, it's kind of chaos in a way because I'm working on so many songs at the same time. I jump in between them. So, but then in the last week, it all just magically comes together. And I was working on maybe 30 songs. And out of 10 songs that ended up on the album. And there's a lot of songs that when I started this project, this is a good one. This one, at least I have this one. Those songs didn't end up on the album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And why then? What is like a reason not to put a good song in a way on an album?
Because, I mean, it might not be good. It's just, you know, when you're in the beginning of the process and I don't know, I can only speak for myself, but like my confidence aren't like super high because it's a little intimidating making, I don't know, the fifth album or something.
Yeah.
Like, will this be good or not? But then you write these songs. I'm like, okay, at least this one is good because it reminds me of that song that people really like. And this song has really complicated guitar playing. So at least I have this one. But then after a while you figure out that's not honest. That's not what I want to do. And it's not. And then.
So honesty is like the big parameter on this album.
Yeah. I feel so. These are just like, when I worked through that, so I stopped thinking about what people will think, and it's like what do I really need to write and sing right now, and that's what I feel ended up on the album.
Ja, dus wat hij belangrijk vindt is eerlijkheid gewoon, eerlijkheid. Op een album niet perfecte nummers schrijven zoals hij ervoor heeft gedaan, niet hele ingewikkelde gitaarliedjes schrijven, maar gewoon eerlijke songs. Do you record in an comfortable leather chair? Christian?
No.
Because the beginning of one song, I Love You, it sounds like this. What is that creaking weird sound?
Well, I have a really old like office chair.
Oh yeah, yeah,
but it's like a really vintage one. It's, yeah, it's leather, and it just it's creaking a lot.
Okay, you know? But it's really, it sounds very honest. Also, again,
well, the whole, I recorded this as opposed to Dark Bird Is Home, where I recorded in my studio in Sweden and in Wisconsin, and doing a lot of takes and doing separate vocals, and everything was separated. Here, I just went back to playing the guitar or the banjo and singing at the same time, just doing like, at, it was not more than three takes, I think, on most songs, just like to play the songs straight up and down.
Yeah.
Because, and then there are mistakes in there for sure. Mm-hmm. Not perfect singing, not perfect playing, but then, yeah, it felt good to do that again, because that's me. I'm so far from perfect, you know? Yeah. So just like then, yeah.
It's very beautiful. I think it's time to listen to a first song. The banjo or the guitar?
What's this? Yeah, the banjo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an icebreaker. Yeah.
Wonderland.
In the summer store, my mind is with a feeling after memories I can't let go. I'm moving on, but they run faster. My mind is empty and the streets are wild. I look for nothing and I feel alright. Oh, stainless in the ways I try. Says the water's cold, my mind will have a way to cross it. And I know I held the time so dear, and the feeling it was here I lost it. My mind is empty and the streets are wide. I look for nothing and I feel alright. Oh, still listen the ways I try. So gently, what have you heard me now, my dear? My body's with the birds and me, my mind is with the times they're leaving. I want them, but I let them go. There's a sparkle in the dust I breathe in. My moan is empty and the streets are wild. In the ways I try, so I lean into the morning light. It's like my body's in some other town.
My Dear van The Tallest Man on Earth, hier in de studio op zijn banjo. Geweldig nummer is dat. What is also interesting, when I hear this song, I think of like Sweden, I think of like these beautiful forests, but you recorded it in the middle of Brooklyn, in the middle of a big city. How does that inspire you, like a city itself, or do you have to close yourself a little bit off to write these kind of songs?
Well, I did close myself off this month, even though I was in a busy city. I was in my apartment. I didn't see friends, didn't see family, and I ate at the restaurant around the corner if I wasn't cooking myself. But, you know, the Swedish, the woods and the rolling hills, and they will always be inside me. It was just like, it's where I grew up. It's where I played in the woods, and it was my playground. Mm-hmm. And so always have that, but I do feel it's a luxury to have both. They're so different, New York,
because you live in both.
I live in both, and it's on the countryside in Sweden and then in New York. But I do feel right now it feels important for me to live in New York and to be, because of how the world looks today with like a lot of tribalism, like, and people being racist towards other people that are not like them.
And I can imagine that Brooklyn is still okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, you could, a lot of places in the world, you can live in your own bubble and you don't meet any other people. In New York, you just meet everyone. I mean, I'm a luxury tourist in a way that I live in a nice apartment I can go home to, and I have healthcare from Sweden, and
I have
food on the table. But in a city like New York, you have to meet people from all, like from the poorest to the richest, and from every part of the world. It's a mix. And that, it's just good to be reminded every day, we're in this, we're here together, we need to figure this out. So I have that in New York, but then when I go back to my village in Sweden, where everyone is pretty much the same, from the same upbringing, the same place, but when I'm in, I just spent 3 weeks in Sweden and there, and been in nature a lot. And there I get reminded of nature and its fragility, and the environment that we also need to try to save today. Because there I just, like, in New York I get to meet, you know, people from everywhere, all kinds of people. And in Sweden I get to meet all kinds of nature and plants and stuff. And just like, wow. So yeah, I feel very lucky to live like that.
Yeah, but still there are certain things from New York that are like slipping into your music. There's one song on this album which is called The Running Styles of New York.
Oh yeah.
I hear beauteous things like the neighbors return to their love and pride. Their day like a wicked ride, but then too long. And their kids running by giving riddles and tales for their way to be. Little buddies, the mystery of just being around.
Which has a very visual image for me, because I love watching running people.
Yeah. So it doesn't have like the actual title and that, like the running styles of New York. It just, if it, because that's a song about us needing to be closer to each other. And but it comes from it, because I walk a lot in New York and take photographs, and I see a lot of people running, and there are people, can, this is not to be to be mean, just like, or it's like some look really funny when they run, and like some look really aggressive when they run.
You have the gorilla, you have the penguin,
yeah,
you have all kind of different styles to run.
And some people run where it just, it looks like it's so inefficient. It looks so hard. It's just like, it's, I don't know. It just, yeah.
But maybe they just want to burn a lot of calories in a very short amount of time.
Yeah. But then I have no idea how I look when I run. I probably look, I don't know, I probably look like a little idiot. Yeah.
Yeah. On this album, there is a lot of, there are some overdubs on there too. You just mentioned that you wrote by yourself and you played and sung at the same time. Yeah. But then you put on the piano, electric guitar. You mentioned that there's also a hornist on there. The tour you're going to do to Europe later this year, you're going to do it all by yourself, right? Is that going to feel nude in a way?
No. No, because there's already overdubs on There's No Leaving Now, that album, and I played that solo, and it works. Mm-hmm. It works, because some of the songs, like a song like The Running Styles of New York, where there's these massive distorted synthesizers on, I found out another way to play it. It doesn't sound like on the album, but I found out like a finger-picking pattern on the electric guitar that has a lot of echo on it. And it just, I'm just trying to find the same essence of the song, and then but it's in another version. And then it becomes a little unique to the live experience. And also, I mean, I play a bunch of different kinds of guitars on stage, like a lot of electric guitars, a lot of acoustic guitars. Mm-hmm. So
I heard that you have like one guitar for every song.
Almost, yeah.
That must be very funny to see you travel. Do you have like an enormous truck to put all these guitars in, or
yes,
you have like 10 people coming with you?
Yes, there's a lot of people, but I have an amazing guitar technician, Anna Morissette, and also another one, Tim Grundman. They're really good, because I have all these guitars because I play in different tunings.
Yeah. You're going to play a song on the guitar right now.
Yes.
What guitar have you brought with you?
Oh, that's it's a Furch.
Furch?
Yeah, it's a Czech brand. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. Is that one of the guitars you use a lot or?
Yeah, I use it live a lot. I mostly brought it on this trip because it's small.
Yeah. It's handy. You're going to play I'll Be a Sky for us.
Yep.
Which is a song from your new album.
Mm-hmm.
Hij komt binnenkort ook naar de AB in Brussel. 12 november staat hij daar, The Tallest Man on Earth. Thank you so much, Christian.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's been beautiful and nice of you to come to our studio. The Tallest Man on Earth met I'll Be a Sky.
Skies are full of empty now. That little falcon's diving to love. So when I'm restless, they could lead somehow. What in the world I'm gonna do out here? I feel that I'm a little lost most of the time, but I don't really mind. Oh, when my heart feels young, I travel through the storms, but then I hang to dry. And I don't really mind, oh, with my arms in the rain and in the sun. And still be working the only skies I know. Working the only skies I'll ever know. Sun is up there like a blazing eye, and I go swimming in the cold river, and I get hungry for the big idea, how I could carry this whole world, brother. I feel that I'm a little lost most of the time, but I don't really mind, oh, when my heart feels young. I travel through the storms, but then I hang to dry. And I don't really mind, oh, with my arms in the rain and in the sun. And still be working the only skies I know. Working the only skies I'll ever know. I've traveled the fever road. I've traveled clouds of my mistakes. And sure I can drift away, but I'll be just around the corner from your love. There is a world within the world somehow, and it will steal me in the long winter. Oh, how I wish that I could call it now. Just to remember there is peace somewhere. I feel that I'm a little lost most of the time, but I don't really mind, oh, when my heart feels young. I travel through the storms, but then I hang to dry. And I don't really mind, oh, when my arms in the rain and in the sun. And still be working the only skies I know. Working the only skies I'll ever know.
Prachtig dit. I'll Be a Sky van The Tallest Man on Earth. Speciaal voor Wonderland. Die kan die hele sessie herbeleven op onze website radio1.be. En op onze Facebookpagina vind je ook een hele mooie versie van There Is No Leaving Now. Die Christian daar straks op onze gigantische piano heeft gespeeld.